परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। I'll have to stop maybe like 8:40 or 8:45 because I have to make the plate for Maharaj before 9. So I'll rush through and then have just like a 20-minute quick discussion. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Canto 5, Srimad Bhagavatam, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 11, entitled Jada Bharat, instructs King Rahugana. Are we at text 14 or 15? 16? 16? Okay.
Yeah.
16, okay. न यावदेतन्मन आत्मलिङ्गम् संसारतापावपनं जनस्य यच्छोकमोहामयरागलोभ वैरानुबन्धं ममतां विधत्ते यावदेतन्मन आत्मलिङ्गम् संसारतापावपनं जनस्य यचोकमोहामयरागलोभ वैरानुबन्धं ममतां विदत्ते। Please chant. Naya vadetan mana atmalingam samsaratapapanam janasya yachokamoha mayaragalobha vairanubandham mamatam vidatte. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The soul's designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulation in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of the material body and wander within the universe in different positions. Because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates bondage and a false sense of intimacy within this material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The mind is the cause of both material bondage and liberation. The impure mind thinks, I am this body. The pure mind knows that he is not the material body. Therefore, the mind is considered to be the root of all material designations. Until the living entity is aloof from the association and contamination of this material world, the mind will be absorbed in such material things as birth, death, disease, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity. In this way, the living entity is conditioned and he suffers material miseries. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So I welcome all the devotees to this morning Bhagavatam class. Before we begin, I beg for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that the right words come in the right spirit at the right time. If there is something good that comes out in this discussion, that is the blessings of the superiors. And if there were any mistakes, that is my shortcoming. Please forgive me for that. So, for every situation in this world, we have something called as the problem and something as the solution. So, since we have less time, maybe around 15 or 20 minutes, we will discuss this verse from the angle of the problem statement and the solution given. Interestingly, this chapter is entitled Jada Bharat Instructs King Rahuguna. So in Sanskrit, Jada means something that's dull, something that is secondary, something that is slow, something that is less intelligent, something that is foolish is called as Jada. But it's such a paradox where we read Jada Bharat Instructs King Rahuguna. There is a reason why this personality called as Jada Bharat is taking the position of the instructing spiritual master. Of course, that will be covered in the solution. In this discussion, which is a long discussion, as one of the guest speakers were mentioning, so many verses starting from chapter 10 going up to chapter 12, continuously it's a conversation between Jada Bharat and Rahuguna. And a large chunk of verses on the instruction by Jada Bharat deal to do with the nature of the mind, the nature of this world, and how the mind is the root cause of all suffering, etc. Now, actually, when we see this, the actual situation, we find that Rahuguna is the king and he's sitting on the palanquin. And the only problem he had was that the palanquin was moving, rocking. That was the problem. And he suggested and he reprimanded Jada Bharat for being foolish, for not being very mindful of how it has to be carried. And that's when Jada Bharat starts speaking. Now somebody might wonder, in this whole discussion of the palanquin, the king, and the servants, where is the mind? Why are we discussing about the mind? You can think about it, like for example, Parikshit Maharaj is sitting on the banks of the holy river and hearing from Shukadeva Goswami. And what was the problem that Parikshit Maharaj was facing? Death in 7 days. That's it. That was the problem. So when he's sitting at the lotus feet of Shukadeva Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking about 28 or 29 different types of hell. He's speaking about different dynasties. Parikshit Maharaj could have said, well, the reason I'm sitting here, please tell me how to escape the snake bite. That is the problem. Why are you telling me about all this? Right? Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is standing on the chariot. What is the problem? He is not able to fight. Ashrupurna kulekshanam vidhi vishidantam idam vakyam. See, he's having tears and his hair is on the body is standing and his body is shivering out of compassion. The Gandiva is slipping. So the problem statement was Arjuna not being able to fight. But here Krishna starts speaking, na jayate mriyateva kadachin, the soul cannot be cut, the soul cannot be burnt. Arjuna could have very easily said, well, my problem was not being able to fight. Why don't you tell me how to fight better? Why aren't you telling me how to hold the bow, how to hold the arrow? Arjuna, Krishna is not speaking any of that. But instead, he's speaking about the soul. He's speaking about the banyan tree being upside down. Now, externally, if you see, it might seem as if Krishna is speaking something else and not related to the problem. That is one angle of vision. Sometimes people say, why is Krishna speaking all of this? Karma, spiritual world, and I am this, I am among the fighters, I am this personality, among the senses, I am the mind, among among all the secrets, I am silence. Why is Krishna speaking all of this when the problem is something else? Well, there is an example to explain this. Imagine there is a truck or a van, and at the back of the truck, there is a big, thick rope. And we tie that rope to our waist. Tight. And now the driver of the truck starts driving the car, the truck or the van. And he's taking through the deserts. He's taking through the thorny bushes. He's taking through the mountainous regions. He's taking through different jungles. What happens to us? We are dragged. Right? The thorny bushes are pricking us. Right? There are animals. We are cutting through the trees. There are forests. There are mountainous regions going up and down. And we are being bounced and bumped. And according to us, the problem is the driver. Why is he driving like this? But is that the actual problem? What is the actual problem in this scenario? Is it that? That is the thing. Now, if we cut that, doesn't matter how the driver drives, we are unaffected. So the problem is we are not seeing the connection that we have to the truck, but instead we are seeing who's driving it. So Parikshit Maharaj is having the snake bite, right? So the external thing to save me from the snake bite is like blaming the truck driver. Or Arjuna standing on the chariot. My bow is slipping. Krishna, teach me how to fight. That is like blaming the driver. But what the speakers, respectively, Shukadeva Goswami and Krishna are doing, are not trying to change the nature of the driver, but are simply cutting the rope that is attaching that personality to the truck. Asanga shastrena dridena chitva, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 3 and 4. Asanga shastrena dridena chitva. Asanga means detachment, shastra means weapon, drida means strong, and chitva means cutting. Cutting the attachment of the rope that the person is having to the truck with a strong weapon of detachment. So similarly, in the root cause of all our problems is not the truck driver who's driving us. She did this to me. He said this to me. They did this to me. It could be so many subject matters. But ultimately, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, there is a very nice, in the translation, the last line says, because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates a bondage, which in our example is the rope, and a false sense of intimacy within this material world. So we think we are connected to the truck and therefore the problem, root cause is the driver. But the thing is, you need not be connected to the truck. Cut the rope. Then ends all the problems. So the Bhagavatam describes that the reason for all our suffering is Nayam janome sukha dukha heto na devatatma griha kala karma bhi. Manam param karanam amananti samsara chakram parivartayetyat. Canto 11, chapter 23, text 42, Bhagavad. The reason for all our suffering. Seems like some drama and the light, flashing of the lights. The reason for all our suffering, nayam janome, is not the people around us. First, the Bhagavatam says, the suffering, the root cause of all our suffering is not the people around us, janome. Second, not just suffering, even for happiness, they are not the reason. Sometimes we say, oh, if he didn't say that to me, I would have been happy. If she didn't do that to me, I would have been happier. Well, the Bhagavatam smashes the first point, saying that people around you are not the cause for your happiness or distress. Second, na devatatma, the demigods are not the reason. Third, griha, astrological positions. Oh, can you see my hand and tell me what is the position? What is my future? People go astrologers, palmistry, horoscopes. Srila Prabhupada made a statement in 1972. If you want to cheat your destiny, become a devotee. Such a strong statement that is. If you want to cheat your destiny, become a devotee. Prabhupada used to make this point that only fools go to astrologers. Because those who surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha, which is change of destiny. So people around us are not the cause of our happiness or suffering. The demigods are not the cause. The planetary positions are not the cause. The time is not the cause. Even karma is not the cause. Then what is the reason? We thought, well, it was the people around me who caused all this. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Manam param karanam amananti. It is our own mind which is the root cause of all suffering. Because for every situation that's external, there is a favorable response that we can give. But because our mind is impure, we don't give the right response and that creates more problems. There is a famous author called Stephen Covey in the material realm. And he wrote so many books like The Seventh Habit, The Eighth Habit, etc. Seven Habits, Eighth Habit, etc. So in that, he talks about a 90-10 principle, which is very applicable. He said 90% of all the suffering, right? Oh, I'm sorry. 10% of all the suffering is what happens to us. 90% depends on how you respond. Sometimes we think it's the opposite. 90% is not in my control. She did this, he did this, they did this. They planned this. They had this conspiracy. But well, if we are a pure devotee, the response will be perfect, unattached. So it is, the main reason is our mind. So that is what is described in this verse. Can we switch this light off? Because it's just... Again, it's the uncontrolled mind which thinks that the bulb is the reason. See? So therefore we say a great soul cannot lose anything in this world. Because if he has his mind which is completely controlled, externally, even if there is a snake in front of him, because the mind is controlled, there is no fear. It is our uncontrolled mind which creates problems. We worry. We worry about the future. We worry about the past. We lament about the past. We hanker about the future and we are not in the present. Right? So therefore, even to practice bhakti becomes so difficult with this agitated, frustrated mind. And over above that, we find there are so many false identifications we make. I am a good manager, for example. That's one identification. Which means, I am a good manager. Therefore, if there is a negative reversal in my life, I cannot accept it. If I consider myself to be a good manager, I'm sacked out of the company. What happens? Because I falsely identify myself to be a good manager, I cannot accept that being a good manager, how can I be sacked? So therefore, this false identification of good manager
later boils down to second level of depending on external circumstances for happiness and distress. Second identification, I'm a father, which means if the child has a birthday, I'm happy. And if the child is in the hospital, I'm sad. So therefore, the reason of happiness and distress is again put on the externals. And not just that, if we introspect,
Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopi Vallabha Ki Jai.
When we introspect, there are so many false identifications that we are part of. And it's very difficult to overcome them. Very, very difficult. Now we were talking about one rope, right? Our material condition is such that we have tied ropes to all the parts. Rope from one leg, the other leg, two hands, the neck, the hip, and we are carrying all of this. I'm a nice son, I'm a good husband, I'm an Indian, I'm South Indian, I'm blah, blah, blah. So we are carrying so many things, and anything that's affected by all these objects that we are carrying, it affects us. So therefore, it is very difficult. We are entrapped in all of this. So now this is the problem statement. Now what is the solution? The solution is Jada Bharat instructs King Rahugana. What is this? Externally in this world, we think those who are most intelligent are the ones who instruct. And those who are foolish receive instruction. But intelligence of this world is also relative. For example, if you have a software person who's sitting and typing something, a farmer might come and think, what is he doing? Such a fool. He's sitting in one place, not working. Actual work means in the field. While the software engineer might think, what a fool. You don't have to run so much. Well, I can have a program. I have a robot. You know? So intelligence is relative. But Krishna says in 15th chapter text, 18 or 20, where he says that true intelligence, buddhi, means understanding three things. One, we are soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Second, Krishna is Supreme Personality. And third, our relationship with Krishna is that of servitude. If anybody understands these three things, they are considered to be intelligent. And interestingly, the external Jada Bharat knows all of this to the fullest, while the external king, Rahugana, doesn't know it. So the externals don't matter. If one has bhakti, has the knowledge of the Shastras, they are intelligent. Krishna varanam tvisha krishnam sanga pangastra parshadam yajnai sankirtyanai prayer yajanti hi sumedasa. 11th canto Bhagavatam describes that those who take shelter of the congregational chanting of Krishna's holy names, understanding that they belong to Krishna, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme, and they have to serve Krishna in this mood, they take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Ah, among all Kali Yuga fools, they are the most intelligent. Bhagavatam describes. The same verse is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Jada Bharat had complete realization and complete experience and complete knowledge of these three tattvas. Jiva tattva, Ishvara tattva, and Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. And therefore he could instruct Maharaj Rahugana perfectly. We conditioned souls in this material world are in a quicksand position. Do we know what a quicksand is? It's a dangerous thing to be in. It just saps you down. You're amidst the sand and you can't even move, and the legs are being pulled down, and you ask for help, and slowly you're soon covered by all of this, and then you're gone, dead. So we are in a quicksand position. We are trying to hit our hands and legs for help. Right? Help! Help! In that situation, our knowledge, our ability, our form, none of this help. Only our calling out in desperation, only that helps. So similarly, conditioned souls are in this quicksand of the material world. We are drowning, we are sinking day by day. And only by crying for help in the form of the holy name, Krishna Utkirtana Gananarthana Paro Premamritamba Nidhi. Krishna Utkirtan. Utkirtan means loudly chanting Krishna's names. And also means Utkirtan, raising our hands and doing Kirtan. Ut means upwards. So by chanting the names of Krishna, calling out in desperation like a man in a quicksand would call for help, only then we can be saved from this quicksand of material world. And therefore we find the process of hearing and chanting is so powerful. Shukadev Goswami and Krishna, when they spoke Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita respectively, what was the mood of the receivers? Parikshit Maharaj in the Bhagavatam, he never came and sat there thinking, I am the king, what can you offer? Shukadev Goswami, you are younger than me in age. You are not the king, I am the king, I have the whole world in control. Not in this mood. But instead he was sitting down in the mood that, please tell me what is the most appropriate thing that a dying man can hear. I am 7 days close to death, O Shukadev Goswami, please help me. In desperation. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days guaranteed. We don't even have 3 days guaranteed. It can burst at any point. At any point. One devotee known to me in India, young boy, yesterday he accidentally fell off a running train. You know, in India you don't have doors for the trains. It's pretty crowded. So he came close to the footboard and he felt giddy and he didn't even realize. And with the wind, he was just thrown out. Devotee. And he fell between the tracks. If it was a couple of inches towards the sides, he would have been crushed. But he, look at Krishna's protection. Except for the head, he got injured throughout. Fractures on the hand, fractures on the leg. But they all can be operated and treated. So the point we are making is that he was later saying that how precarious this material world is. Padam padam yat vipadam. We think that, well, I am supposed to be protected. Why did I suffer? Well, it's the other way. We are supposed to suffer. But it's Krishna's protection that we are happy. This material world means suffering. Dukkhalayam. Every second suffering. So therefore, our reception of the Bhagavatam, our reception of the Bhagavad Gita must be that of a dying man. If there is somebody who's thirsty for 7 days and somebody asks him, do you want a drop of water? How would that person think and respond? Okay, I'll have it tomorrow. Would that be the approach? Yes, I want it. That'll be the approach. If there is a person who's hungry for 7 days and somebody gives him Mahaprasad, plate, Rajbhog, how would his approach be? Desperate and helpless, he wants it. And imagine somebody's head is put underwater for like good number of seconds. And then you take his head out. How desperately is he trying to breathe in? That is the actual mood that a conditioned soul to ask Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was sitting and pibata bhagavata rasamalayam, drinking the nectar of the Bhagavatam. And how was the mood of Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita? In the first chapter, it is entitled Observing the Army on the Battlefield. Yes? Arjuna is standing on the same chariot as Krishna. Can touch Krishna with his hand. Can see Krishna with his eyes. Can hear Krishna with his ears. Can talk to Krishna with his mouth. And he is ordering Krishna, take me to the center. Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayame achyuta. I want to see. Take me. And then what happens? The process of observing the battlefield by his own intelligence caused lamentation, caused confusion. So we are somewhere like that in Arjuna's situation. ISKCON is like Krishna's chariot. Arjuna is on Krishna's chariot. So we are part of ISKCON. We are part of Krishna's chariot. We are standing on that chariot of ISKCON. We have the deities. We can see Krishna. We can hear Krishna. We can taste Krishna. But the problem is, like Arjuna is observing the problems on the basis of his own intellect, we are trying to solve our problems on the basis of our own intellect. If there is a problem, well, I can solve it by solved. Material solutions can never solve material problems. This is a fact. If you have a material problem, you always need a spiritual solution which is higher. Because one material problem, one material solution, the solution being material causes another problem, material problem. So it's like there is an itch, and you try to itch, some satisfaction, but that creates a bigger itch. But material problems, when given spiritual solutions, they're completely eradicated. Therefore, sometimes when we say the process of hearing is the solution to all the problems, people wonder, how will I get money by hearing Bhagavatam? How will my child go to school by hearing Bhagavatam? Well, individual problems are your lookout. But the root cause of all problems, which is uncontrolled mind, can be completely solved by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So the first thing is the mood that Arjuna and Parikshit Maharaj had for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, that of desperation. Till the time Arjuna was observing, Krishna kept quiet. You see, the first whole chapter, the hero of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, is quiet. Generally, you find the hero to start. But the whole chapter with 46 verses or 47 verses, Krishna is quiet, not speaking a word. Only when Arjuna says, Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavat prichhami tvam dharma samuda cheta yachrayasya nishchitam bruhitanme shishyastegham shadimam tvam prapanna. Chapter 2, text 7. He says, only when Arjuna says that I am confused because of miserly weakness, I am a soul surrendered unto you, please instruct me what to do. With this mood of surrender, when Arjuna approached, that is when Krishna started. And he started with chastisement. That is the first mode. Second mode, when Parikshit Maharaj in the Bhagavatam was speaking about planetary positions, was speaking about dynasties, was speaking about so many things, Brahma's creation. Parikshit Maharaj never, when Shukadeva Goswami was speaking, Parikshit Maharaj never said, wait a minute, tell me the solution to the snake bite. Why are you telling me all this? Sometimes we are like that. When we ask for solution and the speaker starts speaking something else, we go on a switch off mode. Because that is not the solution that we are looking for. But the mood of Parikshit Maharaj is that the Bhagavatam in total is the solution to my problem. The Bhagavad Gita in totality is the solution to my problem. So even when Krishna started speaking the soul concept, Arjuna never said, no, no, wait a minute. Teach me how to fight better. Don't tell me soul and karma and prakriti and things like that. So interestingly, when we see, Krishna is not teaching Arjuna how to fight better, because that is a material solution to the material problem. Krishna is giving the transcendental solution to the material problem, because that uproots the attachment in this world. Asanga shastrena dridena chitva. So instead of changing the driver or changing the van, Krishna is teaching how to cut our attachment to that van. So therefore, by this process of sound vibration, we can be completely purified. Completely purified. Nivritta tarishair upageyamanad bhavaushada shrotra manobhiramad ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajyeta vinapashugnat. 10.1.4 Bhagavat. The Bhagavatam describes that the root cause of all suffering is our attachment to this world, and that can be seen by uncontrolled mind. But however, we all have hope. When the mind takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna through sound vibration, all the negatives, all the false identifications, all the problems can completely be uprooted. Therefore, all the songs also we see the Vaishnava Acharyas sing, they encourage the mind to take shelter. Bhajahu re mana Srinanda nandana abhaya charanaravindare. O mind, please worship the lotus feet of Nanda, the son of Nanda. Durlabha manava janama satsange tarahu ei bhavasindure. Durlabha manava janama. This material body is very rarely achieved, human form. And in this human form, O mind, please take shelter of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in Vaishnava association. Why? Tarahu ei bhavasindure. That will detach you from this material world and attach you to the feet of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhajore bhajore bhai mana ati manda gaura gadadhar advaita guru nityananda. O mind, O foolish mind, Bhajore, bhajore, bhai. Oh, brother, please worship. Whom? Gaur, Gadadhar, Advaita, Prabhu, Nityananda. Worship the Panchatattva. Why? Mana ati manda. The mind is a fool. He is not your friend, but always has been tricking you lifetime after lifetime that he is your friend. Oh, living entity, do this. Oh, living entity, speak this. Oh, living entity, hear this. All the negatives. And when the living entity does that, the mind is quiet. You did it, not me. You take the karma. We suffer the karma, not the mind. But the mind instigates. So therefore, if we can control our mind through the process of bhakti, that is the greatest stage. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sings, Dushtaman tumi kisera Vaishnav. Oh, foolish mind, you're so uncontrolled, you're agitated, restless, irritated, frustrated, and you think you're a Vaishnav? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his typical style, is chastising the mind. Therefore, he says, every morning you wake up, and after waking up every morning and going to sleep, before going to sleep every night, we must chastise our mind 100 times with shoes and sticks. But how to do this? Hit on our head? Not like that. But through the process of Krishna Bhakti, by worshipping the deities, by chanting Krishna's holy name. So therefore, mana means mind, and prayate in Sanskrit means to free, to deliver, to cut that rope to that van. Therefore, mantra means that sound vibration which completely purifies the mind, detaches the mind from the material world and attaches to Krishna. Detachment is not in our control. Attachment is in our control. The spirit soul doesn't know how to detach, only knows to attach. So if we want to detach from one thing, naturally we have to attach to something else, and preferably something higher. So by attaching ourselves to the lotus feet of Krishna and Krishna's holy names, all petty, material, temporary, illusory, false identification and problems are all cut once and for all. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam Raso Varjam Raso Pyasya Param Drishtva Nivartate. Chapter 2, text 59, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, by the higher taste, the lower tastes are all removed. So with faith we must have the faith and determination that by taking shelter of Krishna in this human form of life, now I have complete hope. Bhakti doesn't mean to think, oh, my mind is uncontrolled, what to do? Forget it. The Mayavadis and the Buddhists say, the mind is the problem, so dissolve the mind. Make it zero. But Prabhupada used to say, if you have a problem in your nail, will you remove the nail or will you put some solution? It's not about if you have problem in the finger, cut it. Well, that's a bigger problem. So having uncontrolled mind, the solution is not to cut the mind, it's not to dissolve the mind, not to make it zero. One person came to Prabhupada and said, the process of liberation is to dissolve everything and be thoughtless. Prabhupada said, to be thoughtless is also a thought. So the mind can never be without having anything. We have to attach the mind to a higher state of consciousness, that is to Krishna. Therefore, mantra means that which purifies the mind, that which uplifts the mind, removes all the negative material temporary attachments and fills prema, pure love for Krishna. And there are so many mantras, but there is one Maha Mantra, great deliverer in this age of Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nata Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate, Brihad Naradiya Puran, and also Kali Shantarana Upanishad. When Narada Muni asked Brahmaji, out of your four heads, which are the source of the four Vedas, please look deep within and give me the solution for suffering conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. And Brahma said, these 16 names, Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kali Kalmashanashanam, they can destroy all the problems, all the drawbacks, all the faults, and all the dirt in Kali Yuga. Not just that, O Narada, Nata Paratara Upaya, there is no easier and superior method than this. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. I have seen through all the Vedas, and this is the best, easiest, quickest, and most profound way of achieving Krishna in the age of Kali Yuga. And we find that taking that mercy in that same sampradaya, Srila Prabhupada comes to this Western world, and instead of speaking high philosophy on day one, he just starts tumultuous congregational chanting at Tompkins Square Park. And you find everybody's naturally pulled towards that pure sound vibration emanating from his lotus lips. Because pure holy name sung by a pure devotee has the maximum effect. So by chanting the holy name, chanting Harinam, congregationally, individually, serving the Vaishnavas, serving the deities, hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam like a dying man would take his medicines. In this mood, when we serve the mind sooner, becomes pure and controlled. And from being Godas, which means controlled by the senses and the mind, we one day by the mercy of Guru, we would become Goswami, which means he who has controlled his mind and senses. So on that note, I would stop. Went a little over time, but if there are any questions, comments, suggestions, improvements, yes, Mataji. Yes. Yes.
But only solution, I agree with you, you have to control my mind.
Yes.
And only the solution, be focused.
Yes.
Be focused on teaching of Krishna, on meditating for Krishna, on chanting Hare.
Right.
But doesn't mean that we don't feel and don't have this threefold misery of this material world. We cannot just think, oh, if I control my mind, it just nothing exists, I'm good.
Right.
It's impossible. You cannot cut off, you know, this part. Until you have body, you will have to tolerate that.
Yes.
But meditation on Krishna and all the solution would you describe, it just helps soul to dominate and to tolerate.
Yes.
And another very interesting point, you gave us an example about happiness. Like Srila Prabhupada said about it a little bit different way. Like, what does it mean, happiness in material world? Yeah, this is saying like somebody holds human being under the water and he suffers such a terrible misery. And for the minute, this, you know, material body with all these systems and lungs and everything, you know, comes out of the water and has this fresh, you know, big breath.
Right.
Air. That's what happiness is.
Right.
That's what it is. And about truck.
Right.
Truck and it tied up, you know, to this truck. Did you make this example yourself? Good. I got it immediately. But you're right again. You're right. But without mercy of Krishna, we cannot even cut off this rope. Why? Krishna explains, if we think that we can do something, I can control my mind, I can meditate, I can chant, I can do this and that, this is just mood of ignorance. Without prayers to Krishna, without his mercy, we are unable to do that, even that. That's why, again, you're right with the point that all us, all our life, all our, you know, environment, anything and everything has to come to the total meditation in Krishna and prayers. And Krishna will respond and he will cut off the rope, he will give you siddhis, he will give you happiness, he will give you liberation. Only this way, but not way as human beings, the most advanced, cannot do. Just little remarks.
No, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you for your beautiful entertainment. Just so beautiful. Thank you.
Mukta Vandya Prabhu.